And this newscast is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. During a review of finances by Fairgrove Township Board of Trustees, it was noted Township received a $500,000 grant from the state to be used to support future infrastructure for a planned energy storage facility. The grant was awarded from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy's Renewable Ready Communities Program. The funding will be used to support the Tuscola II Energy Storage Center. The plan is to build a 100-megawatt battery facility with construction scheduled to start in 2027. The grant will help strengthen infrastructure and services for residents as the project moves forward, with half of the grant funding paid up front and the remainder paid when the facility is operational. In other money matters, the township's sexton's pay was increased to $1,900 a month. And Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says Canine Link has been equipped with new bullet and stab-resistant body armor through a donation from Vested Interest in Canines, Inc. The protective vest was sponsored by Reverend Nancy Brooks of Highland, Illinois, and carries the embroidered message, "Born to love, trained to serve, loyal always." The nonprofit organization has been providing protective gear for law enforcement dogs nationwide since 2009. Officials say the custom-fitted vests are made in the U.S. and certified to National Institute of Justice standards. According to the organization, more than 6,500 vests valued at nearly $7 million have been distributed to police canines across all 50 states through private and corporate donations. The program supports active and certified law enforcement dogs that are at least 20 months old, including canines needing replacement vests. Officials estimate there are roughly 30,000 law enforcement dogs currently serving across the country. And Michigan drivers will see increased seatbelt enforcement later this month, starting as Click It or Ticket campaign gets underway. Beginning today, May the 18th, and continuing through the end of May, law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Michigan State Police, will step up patrols targeting seatbelt violations. Michigan law requires drivers and passengers to wear seatbelts year-round, and officers can stop a vehicle solely for a seatbelt infraction under the state's primary enforcement law. State highway safety officials say 222 people killed in Michigan crashes last year were not wearing seatbelts. Most of those deaths involved front seat passengers. The campaign is aimed at reminding motorists to buckle up on every trip. State law requires all drivers and front seat passengers to wear safety belts, along with passengers between the ages of 8 and 15, no matter where they are seated in the vehicle. Officials also point to a recent Michigan State University study showing statewide seatbelt use dropped to 92% in 2024, which is the lowest rate recorded in the past two decades. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
At McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe, we ask that you celebrate with us this Memorial Day weekend the deep sacrifice our American heroes have made for our country. Let us also celebrate what is good and true about the essence of what it is to be an American. This is Kent McKenzie. Memorial Day is much more than just a three-day weekend. It's a day to commemorate those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. From Lori, myself, and all of our staff at McKenzie Jewelers, we'd like to send out our sincerest thanks to all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and to the families and friends they have left behind. We invite you to the Memorial Day Parade in Bad Axe this Saturday at 10 a.m.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. Newly released polling data from ISPOS, Reuters, and Marist indicates that the American public is experiencing widespread apprehension regarding the logistics of the upcoming 2026 midterm elections. The data reveals 47% of adults view improper vote counting as major vulnerability. Furthermore, 55% of the respondents express specific concern over potential post-election attempts by political entities to overturn certain local results. The survey highlights a sharp divide on how to secure polling stations. While 55% of respondents in the Ipsos poll opposed the presence of federal law enforcement at voting locations, the Marist poll showed a near-even split. 46% support versus 54% opposition. When the deployment of the National Guard was framed strictly as an election monitoring measure, the variance underscores how public sentiment remains high, sensitive to security phrasing. And museums worldwide are celebrating International Museum Day under the designated theme "Museums Uniting a Divided World." Organized annually since 1977 by the International Council of Museums, the 2026 initiative emphasizes the active role of cultural institutions in fostering global diplomacy and cross-cultural dialogue. ICOM's leadership highlighted that this year's program aligns with specific UN Sustainable Developmental Goals, emphasizing reduced inequalities and peace promotion. Cultural institutions on multiple continents are continuing to host coordinated exhibitions today focused on preserving the histories of historically marginalized communities. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with full-line service department.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and Lane Keep Assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is the 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.